Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Greg Rucka calls out toxic culture at DC Comics. Rick and Morty, the end? One World Under Doom, aftermath issues announced. This is Comic Book Club News for September 16, 2025. Writer Greg Rucka has called out what he calls the toxic culture at DC Comics in the period of 2006 through 2009 in a new interview with the Word Balloon podcast. In 2006, Rucka was finishing up his lauded runs on Wonder Woman and Gotham Central, and subsequently co-wrote the also lauded 52 series, and in 2009 took over Action Comics. However, in 2010, Rucka announced he was departing the company, and we now know at least part of the reason why. Per the Beat, Rucka specifically blamed former DC editor-in-chief Dan DiDio, as well as at-the-time writer Jeff Johns, who was the architect behind 2006's Infinite Crisis event. Said Rucka, quote, "It was toxic when I was there and remained toxic until Dan DiDio left. It was an abusive, manipulative environment. Jeff Johns was an incredibly manipulative person to me. He used me, lied to me, played me off against people. DiDio did the same thing. I was made promises repeatedly, and they were always broken." Trigger warning here, but Rucka continues to explain that when he left DC, he was, quote, "mentally ill," and, quote, "nearly took my life." After a decade working for other publishers, Rucka was told by editors that the culture at DC had changed dramatically. In 2019, he returned for a 12-issue Lois Lane series, and he's now back with the publisher again, working on the miniseries Cheetah and Cheshire Rob the Justice League. Once upon a time, it was 1,000 years Rick and Morty. Now, thanks to Oni Press, it's 0 years. Because the publisher has announced Rick and Morty, the end. The 6-issue series spins out of the aftermath of the currently running Rick and Morty vs. the Universe event and features the same creative team, Daniel Kibblesmith and Jarrett Williams. In the series, Rick Sanchez is on the run with, per PR quote, "every government, military, pirate, mobster, bounty hunter, bail bondsman, religious institution, theater troupe, circus clown, and endangered species is on the hunt to bring in Rick, dead or alive. The only one who could bring Rick in warm is the one person who knows him best, Morty Smith. But Morty's not the only Smith hot on Rick's trail. Space Beth Smith is determined to bring Rick in, and she doesn't particularly care how. Now it's just a question of who can get to him first. Sounds like someone is about to shout wubba-lubba-dub-dub for the final time, if Kibblesmith and Williams have anything to say about it. Rick and Morty the End number 1 hits stores on December 3rd, 2025. One World Under Doom, the somehow still ongoing event at Marvel Comics, will come to a close in December. But it won't stop there, as the fallout continues in the one-shot The Will of Doom number 1 and the next arc of Captain America. First up is Captain America number 6 by Chip Zdarsky, with art by Frank Alpizar and Delio Diaz. Kicking off the second arc of the title, Salvation, which will introduce a new villain named, get this, Salvation, and bring Steve Rogers into conflict with the Red Hulk. That spills directly into the one-shot The Will of Doom, Doom, written by Zdarsky with art by Kafu, as Red Hulk comes into conflict with the Fantastic Four. Said Zdarsky, quote, "A Latveria with Doom in charge is incredibly dangerous. A Latveria without Doom in charge is even worse. Thunderbolt Ross and Latveria's new leader, Salvation, have their eyes on Latveria's deadliest secrets, and whoever gets their hands on them will be a threat that will undo the world." Between the Will of Doom and Captain America, we're charting a new course for the Marvel Universe with one simple statement. Doom always has a plan. Captain America number 6 will hit stores on December 17, with the Will of Doom number 1 the week after on December 24. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And what about a Latveria where Doom is just chilling out, having a nice pumpkin spice latte or something? That would probably be okay, right? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.